Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Tweet at Drive Time RTÉ.
And it's 51551 for your text. Now, an unpublished Irish government report into the fatal shooting of Aidan McInnesby almost 35 years ago found it was difficult to accept the defence of the British soldier responsible for the killing. Secret government records released today by the National Archives also show that former Northern Secretary Tom King admitted how the British government could have handled the incident better. The revelations come after a judge in Belfast found former Grenadier Guardsman David Holden guilty last month of the manslaughter of Aidan McInnesby in 1988. It marked the first conviction of its kind since the Good Friday Agreement. Our reporter Barry Lennon has been following this story closely for Drive Time and has been bringing me up to date.
On Sunday the 21st of February 1988, Aidan McInnesby was on his way to a GAA match. The 23-year-old Catholic man had just walked through a border checkpoint at Auchnacloy on the Tyrone-Monaghan border when he was killed by a bullet fired by David Holden, a former member of the Grenadier Guardsman. Holden was 18 at the time of the incident, and the now 52-year-old, he admits firing the fatal bullet but has always maintained the incident was an accident. That his hands were wet and his finger slipped off the trigger guard and onto the trigger, and three shots were accidentally discharged. Aidan McInnesby, it's claimed, was hit in the back by a ricocheting bullet. Now, the McInnesby family, they've always disputed this, pointing to the years of harassment the innocent man suffered going through the checkpoint.
So remind us what happened last month, Barry.
So Holden came before a court in Belfast last March, charged with gross negligence manslaughter. And last month in Belfast, Judge Justice O'Hara found him guilty of that offence. He accused the soldier of giving a, quote, deliberately false account of what happened. And the judge dismissed the wet hands theory entirely, saying there were astonishing, remarkable and unbelievable coincidences contained within Holden's version of events. It was the first conviction of a former soldier for historical killing since the 1998 Good Friday Agreement. And for Aidan's brother Sean and sister Margot, the judgment was an emotional occasion coming after over three decades of campaigning.
Can't describe it. It's emotional. After 34 years, you're thinking of Aidan. You're thinking of my mother, Eilish, and Dad, that prayed for this moment and not to be here. To enjoy it. Overwhelming. I was the one, the negative one all along, that it was a waste of time, and it was Eilish and the rest that convinced me to keep punting away at it, and I'm delighted that I listened to that we got this length.
For you, Margot, what's it like?
It's absolutely fantastic. It's a day that I really never thought was going to come. Every time you were going somewhere, it was another brick wall in front of you. You had to get over it and go again and fight. And it's just unbelievable what we've got here. Fantastic. I've never seen as many people crying. You know, it's unbelievable.
That's Aidan McInnesby's family there after last month's historic judgment. Barry, what can you reveal for us about this case this evening?
The state papers are the secret letters and memos written by politicians and civil servants as they wrestled with the problems of the day. They weren't meant for public eyes until now. And according to papers released today by the National Archives, an Irish government inquiry into the killing also raised questions over the British Army's version of events in 1988. The day after the shooting, the Charles Haughey government ordered Gardaí to carry out their own inquiry led by then Assistant Commissioner Eugene Crowley, and the move caused considerable tension with the Thatcher administration, and the inquiry's findings were never released.
Until now, as you said, Barry.
Yes, so a summary of the inquiry's conclusions notes that it was not possible to establish with evidence whether the shooting was deliberate or otherwise, but in Eugene Crowley's opinion, Holden's defence represented, quote, too much of a coincidence. He wrote, I would find it difficult to accept the press report that his fingers slipped when cleaning the gun. It would be too much of a coincidence that McInnesby happened to be in the line of fire at the time. Deputy Crowley also expressed his opinion that the shooting of Aidan McInnesby was not a deliberate act, while, quote, there could be no doubt about the fact he was being singled out for particular attention and harassment at the Auchnacloy checkpoint. If the final intention were to kill him, I would consider that the security forces could have chosen a more surreptitious occasion and time.
And what else have we learned today, Barry?
The report notes that the RUC suspected Aidan McInnesby of gathering intelligence about the movement of security force personnel in the Auchnacloy area and supplying details to local units of the IRA. The papers reveal how the inquiry took statements from 49 people, with some evidence clearly indicating that Aidan McInnesby was being subject to an excessive amount of harassment by security force personnel prior to the killing. This, in Mr. Crowley's opinion, quote, went beyond the bounds of necessity and was not in accord with what one would expect from trained, disciplined personnel. Mr. Crowley strongly requested confidentiality for this report, however, while a separate note adds it would not be proper to publish Mr. Crowley's statement that he would find it difficult to accept that the soldier's fingers slipped on the trigger when cleaning the gun.
And Barry, the McInnesby killing and the Crowley inquiry, it damaged relations between the Irish and British governments at the time.
Yeah, John, the shooting exacerbated tensions between Dublin and London shortly after the Stalker-Sampson affair, as we can hear now.
The separate Garda inquiry, led by Deputy Commissioner Mr. Eugene Crowley, will be operating from Monaghan, where witnesses from the north and south will be interviewed about Sunday's incident.
The unprecedented move to set up the Garda inquiry into the killing of Aidan McInnesby at Auchnacloy has been welcomed by his family, who urged potential witnesses to speak to the team. Peter Robinson of the DUP called on the British government to condemn the decision.
The Progressive Democrat spokesperson on justice, Deputy Mary Harney, has said she's concerned and unhappy that the Garda Deputy Commissioner, Mr. Eugene Crowley, met members of Sinn Féin on Saturday to discuss the McInnesby shooting.
Local MP Ken McGuinness.
The whole inquiry is a bit of a farce. It's a propaganda stunt sponsored by your government, and the investigation which will get at the truth is the one that is being carried out here. All you have, in fact, is, in terms of medical evidence, is access to a body which has already undergone a post-mortem, and therefore where the evidence will not be clear.
The Taoiseach has defended the government's decision to set up an inquiry into the death of Aidan McInnesby.
But it must be said that a number of events and circumstances, the allegations of a shoot-to-kill policy investigated by Mr. Stalker, the early release of Private Thane, and the shooting at Auchnacloy have combined to create the impression that the security forces are above the law. It is inevitable that a suggestion that death was due to a freak accident of an extraordinary kind must give rise to disbelief.
In the Commons this afternoon, the British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher,
I believe that justice north of the border is for the United Kingdom and south of the border for the Republic.
Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher there, ending that sequence of clips. And Barry, you can also reveal this evening how the British government would subsequently try to defuse the situation between the two administrations.
Criminal charges against David Holden were initially dropped in September 1988 due to a lack of evidence. He'd eventually be charged again in 2018. However, a Department of Foreign Affairs briefing document shows that officials in Dublin felt blindsided by the initial decision, noting how on the 26th of September, the Northern Ireland Director of Public Prosecutions announced the withdrawal of the charge of manslaughter against Private Holden. The same day, the government issued a statement noting with surprise and concern this decision of the DPP, and noting also that the government had been given no indication of this decision. It also pointed to the effect which this decision must have on public confidence in the rule of law in Northern Ireland.
And what happened then, Barry?
A week later, Northern Secretary Tom King wrote to Foreign Affairs Minister Brian Lenehan, seemingly seeking a rapprochement. This was a bad one in which I think we both have lessons to learn, wrote Mr. King to Mr. Lenehan about the fallout from the McInnesby shooting, going on to say, I know you share my concern to try and avoid these minefields and the damage they do to relations between our countries. This was a very unhappy matter for both of us, and I'm most anxious that we should discuss, when we next meet, how we can avoid this happening again in this way, he said. Tom King also admitted to Brian Lenehan that the Irish government should have been better informed of the decision to drop charges against David Holden. However, Mr. King also took umbrage with Dublin's statement after this decision, saying it drew an unnecessary link, in his view, with the Stalker Sampson case. I think the handling at this end was not good over providing some greater background information to explain on what basis the decision had been taken by the DPP, wrote Mr. King to Mr. Lenehan. However, he added, I see that this left open the possibility that it might be assumed that there was in some way some similarity with the decisions not to prosecute the Stalker Sampson case, where in fact there was no similarity at all.
And what else did the papers reveal, Barry?
An independent ballistics report in the immediate aftermath of the shooting disagreed with the theory Ada McInnesby was fatally shot by a bullet ricocheting off the road. Forensic scientist Keith Borer, he was commissioned by the McInnesby family, the papers reveal, to visit the scene at Auchnacloy and produce a report in March 1988. The expert claimed the chances of the British Army's version of the shooting occurring were extremely low, given Mr. McInnesby's final distance from David Holden's lookout post in the Army Sanger. The Sanger is a long way from where the body was found, he wrote. The chance of a random shot hitting a person at this range is extremely low, approximately 1 in 2074. Mr. Borer raised the prospect that Aidan McInnesby had been assassinated, or equally, had died from a bullet ricocheting off a nearby tree. The expert ultimately concluded, though, how because of the lack of information, it wasn't possible to come to any firm conclusion as to how he was shot. And all these papers we've discussed, they're now available for inspection by the public at the National Archives of Ireland.
Barry Lenehan reporting there. Back with all the day's sport next.